Welcome and hello, everybody. This is the REI Society Podcast, where we are informing you everything real estate and business related so that you can be successful in REI investing. We're sharing the tools, tips, and stories from people who have already made it. And my name is Brandon Thompson, your host. Each week, we'll bring extraordinary guests so that you can learn real estate from the best.
Hey, everybody. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to be teaching you.
I've got really good guests booked. I've got really good guests that are in interview session with me. But I really wanted to make this all about real estate in general, not just interviews. I want to teach you guys what I can teach you as much as possible. My heart is to help the underdog. It's to help people who, whether they're 17, just getting out of high school, 18 years old, and they don't want to go to college. They want to, you know, create wealth for themselves and not do the college degree thing. Or if it's a 55-year-old male or female that just lost their job in coronavirus economy, teach you how to navigate the real estate and help you do better, help you create wealth and just have more money in the bank. So I'm really, my heart is to help the underdog. Brandon means beacon of the hill. Beacon means light. Hill means pretty much a small mountain. So I'm here to help you overcome your small mountains or large mountains in life. And I want to be that light for you that helps you get over to the top of the mountain and down the other side so that you can have a rapid success after we cross the mountain. So this is more of an exercise episode. This is more of a deeper thinking episode, not exercise in the fitness, term, but exercise in the deep thinking. Like, I want you to start, maybe you grab a notepad and start taking notes and asking yourself some deep questions. So let me just tell you a little bit more about myself. You guys have heard my story off and on in different podcast episodes, little bit pieces here and there. But I started in this business at 20 years old. I'm going to make this quick because I don't want to go deep into it. But I started this business at 20 years old. I had been looking in different money magazines or franchise magazines trying to figure out what I wanted to do. I was in college. I dropped out of college. I started getting into sales. And I just realized that I just was capped at like a $50,000 to $60,000 a year income with the degree that I was going to set forth in mass communications. And this was before Atlanta got big and well-known for mass communications and acting and things like that. We're actually the number one film place in the United States, probably in the world. We have surpassed Hollywood. But back then in the early 2000s, circa 2002, 2003, or 2001, whatever, I just didn't have that opportunity in front of me. So I realized that $50,000, $60,000 was not what I wanted to live with. My mom and dad got married young. They had purchased a trailer at 18% interest rates in the 80s. And just, it was tight growing up, up until I was like 9 or 10, I believe. And then we bought a 1,200 square foot split foyer, beautiful home for the time. My parents worked hard. We grew up there. And, you know, I didn't realize it was a small house until I started going to friends' houses and, getting around them. And they were driving nicer cars as I was driving. I'm driving the 88 Chevy Beretta. The people that I'm hanging out with are driving really newer vehicles. And I'm looking back at myself thinking like, oh man, we did move from a trailer. We are in this house. Now, here's the thing. I didn't know that we were lower middle class or maybe upper poor class. I don't know what you want to call it. You know, the reason why I didn't know that was because my parents loved me and my sister and I, they gave us everything that they thought they could possibly give us and really made it awesome. But we didn't go on vacations. We didn't have a lot of the big experiences. Now, my parents did splurge on Christmas presents and birthday presents and things like that. They did everything that they knew to do, and I thank them for that. But we just didn't have like deep family experiences, and I felt like that's what I was lacking growing up. No, never got to go do some awesome sports things with my parents. Never got to do, you know, a lot of traveling. In fact, I don't even think I ever traveled once. We did. We went to Florida, Panama City with my aunt and uncle, and it was just my mom. My dad didn't come. And then one other time we went to, Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And it got to the point where my parents had never been on vacation. So we just splurged. Within 24 hours, we came back. I don't even think we stayed the night. I think we stayed all day, drove out early in the morning, got there, stayed all day. They spent, you know, probably $1,000. And then we drove back, from my recollection. And mom and dad, if you listen to this and I am wrong, tell me if I'm wrong. But I remember that being, wow, this is what vacation is. You just splurge and you go back home. Like, wow, okay. But, you know, I started thinking like, man, that's not the life I want to have. So when I dropped out of college, University of West Georgia, I just didn't know what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to make a lot more money and I wanted to have life experiences. And one day if I have kids, which actually did come pretty quick, within 1 year after I got married, yeah, I just wanted to give more than what I had. You know, like I said, my parents were loving. They gave us everything we needed. We had roof and food in our belly, had roof over our head, food in our belly, and clothing on our bodies. And they actually let us do different school things. Like, you know, I was in marching band and I played soccer and so on and so forth. But we just didn't have that familial experience that would just create these awesome tight bonds that you would have memories, you know, decades down the road. And I felt like that's something I was lacking. And, you know, my parents probably didn't have that for themselves. So they didn't know. So I can't knock them for that. I can't hold them for something that they didn't know that we probably needed, because they weren't given that. You know, I don't want to go on my parents' history, but they did come from, you know, other than this, you know, some broken homes. Original mother and father on both sides had divorced from, you know, situations. Both of my grandfathers were alcoholics, and it just didn't end well for that. So then the stepdads come in and, you know, the grandmothers are having to raise my mom and her sisters and brother and my dad and my uncle. And, you know, they didn't have a lot. They were poor themselves, but I believe they had everything they needed. They had roof, you know, the shelter over the head, the clothing on the body, food in their belly, and things like that. We weren't given a lot because they probably didn't know. I knew that I wanted to have more monetary wise, and I wanted to experience life more. I wanted to be James Bond, and that was my favorite spy growing up. Loved James Bond, and I really wanted to travel. I really wanted to do more, and I wanted to make a lot of money. And I was looking through these franchise magazines after I walked out of college, per se, and like trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And just everything cost like $10,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more, and I just didn't know how to get started. So this is before, you know, this is early 2002, maybe ish. This is before real estate had reality TV shows, before social media was around. And I heard about flipping houses. Nobody I knew anything about flipping houses. So I decided, well, I want to flip houses, and I didn't know how to get started. So I got my real estate license. I started, did some live classes within 2 months. I had my agent license. I started with a brokerage in our local mall. Then a few months, I realized I did not want to work with buyers and sellers full time. So I sought out people who knew real estate investing. I got connected with two brothers in the West Georgia area that knew about real estate investing. One of them locked arms with me, took me to his lenders, and he, you know, vouched for me and said, "Hey, I'm going to watch over Brandon's shoulder. You give him money, Mr. Banker, and we'll handle the rest." And shoot, 20-year-old kid was given money with no money down, just off of a reference. And, you know, yeah, you can't get that done today, most likely, or you got to have a really strong reference if you do get 100% financing. But I didn't have to put anything down. I had probably $200 in my name, and I bought my first property. So I started between 20 to 22 years old, I started buying rental houses. And 20 rental houses later, by 22 years old, I was like, man, this is a job. This is a lot. And we were kind of micromanaging this stuff. And you got to think, I didn't have REI Society or Bigger Pockets or knew anything about mentors. I'm a flipping young kid that didn't know anything about this kind of stuff that you audience listeners get to lock arms with people. You get to ask questions in Facebook groups. I just didn't have anything like that. So the brother that hooked me up with the banker, I'd never really talked to him again. I mean, saying hi and this and that, hey, look at my project, but he didn't really mentor me. So I just ran with this thing, didn't want anybody in my way. So between 20 and 22, I had 20 rental homes. Then I started flipping homes, 10 to 15 in a year. And by 25 years old, I was feeling like I'm at the top of my game, 5 years in this business. I go into the point where I'm teaching and training people from my local church how to do what I do. And I lock arms with 10 to 12 people and show them the ropes, get them connected with my lenders, my contractors, and things like that. And I'm making a commission off of the purchase as an agent for the foreclosures that they're buying. I am getting a rental commission for renting the property out for them if they rehab it and rent it out. I'm getting a resale commission if they're wanting to flip it. And I'm also charging an upcharge if they want me to remodel it, because I had some in place where they can have me remodel the projects for them. So I kind of built up a one-stop shop, and, you know, started wholesaling with a who became a full-time business partner after the recession. And life was good. You know, I 20 something year old kid probably making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. You don't get the profits back then like you did now, or at least I just didn't know how to. You know, right now we can pull in anywhere between $10,000 low end profits to over $100,000 profits on a home. Back then I was lucky to get $4,000 to $14,000 on a home. That was the price points that I could get on a flip. So I wasn't getting rich, but I was getting experience. All right. So 2008 comes. You guys probably already heard the story. I go bankrupt. I lose everything. I had a 4,000 square foot home on the golf course. I had, you know, nice German cars on top of the world, a little bit of money in the bank, but shit hits the fan. I'm not going to go into that story because I've already done that in different podcasts. But after dealing with bad banking relationships, we end up going penniless overnight. And I had to get to the point where we had to rent from a friend. So that friend was my former business partner. I just decided to go solo for a little while. Yeah, I didn't want to talk to people. I didn't want to. In 2009, I didn't want to get involved in real estate sales. And I started trying to sell mass communication products. There was a company called Clear that did telecommunications devices and internet back then. And I was making like $30,000 doing that, plus broker priced opinions for people, banks, and things like that. And after a while, after a year of doing broker priced opinions for these banks, I started putting my resume into these different foreclosure lenders, and they start giving me listings that pretty much changed my life. Now I've got pocket listings. I'm the foreclosure expert in my area after listing 40 foreclosures a year for 3-4 years in a row. And I'm getting these listings that are amazing deals. You've heard these stories. We wholesaled an apartment complex. We wholesale townhome communities, houses. My former business partner and I reconnected again and built a company called Investor Network. And we were one of the largest flipping companies in Atlanta between 2010 to, heck, 2 years ago, 2018. So with that said, we go through that. We build up a private capital company. We build up 100 properties for rental portfolio, buying from 2012 to 2015, dirt cheap prices, renting them out, pushing up the appreciation by forced appreciation from improving the properties, a lot of private capital relationships, giving equity splits away to these rich people all across America, and, well, hell, even the globe, all across the globe. And these guys are giving us practically free capital. So we could do anything that we wanted to do, just did some amazing, amazing things. So here's the thing. We built up a multi-million-dollar company. We decided it was time to cash out. We sold off all of our rental properties. We sold off all of the projects here. We got to the point where we sold everything off. We put everything, a lot of capital in our individual pockets. So my former business partner and I decided to separate ways, and thus REI Society is born. I wanted to give back. I wanted to teach everybody everything I knew about real estate, charge a lot lower prices to help the underdog, help people who are inexperienced to learn this the right way so they don't have to have 17 years of building a business just to become a multimillionaire. Maybe you can do it in 3, maybe you can do it in 7 years, so on and so forth. So here's what we're going to do. That's a little bit of my background. That's a little bit of my story. Now I want to ask you these questions. I want you to determine your why. Why are you in real estate? Is it, hey, I want a 6,000 square foot home with a saltwater pool on 3 acres, having everything paid off in cash, awesome vehicles, travel the world like James Bond? Maybe not. That's my life. You know, that's what my wife and I like. We like to travel every quarter. We like to do like international travel. we don't get a chance to do that right now because of coronavirus. And then we also buy short-term rentals. We have little vacation spots all over the Southeast. And I'm going to talk about that in another episode, what I'm building. But we are creating a boutique hotel home chain for Southeastern charming towns where we have short-term rentals that are producing massive amounts of income. And over time, we'll sell it off for a multi-million dollar exit strategy. I'm going to teach you guys that in a later episode. But determine your why. What do you want? Why are you coming to me, listening to REI Society? Why are you looking on Bigger Pockets? Why are you reading these books? Why are you kind of slowly creeping and watching and monitoring and trying to figure things out? Why are you wanting to be in real estate? Are you wanting to build your bank account up? Are you wanting to have freedom from the corporate man, the corporate America? Are you wanting to get out of the rat race? Are you wanting to create supplemental income, have an inheritance for your kids? Are you young? Are you old? Do you want this, that, the other? Really think about and determine your why. This should be an emotional experience for you. Like, I want you to right now take, pause this episode and or do this right now. Take a sheet of paper and write down 10 things that you really want in your life and put that in front of you on a whiteboard, a marker board. Put a dream board together. Get a Pinterest page and put a dream vision together and copy all the pictures that represent those 10 items and stick that in front of you like a carrot in front of the horse. Determine your why for real estate. Why are you wanting to be in this business and why are you listening to me? And hold that as a representation of what you are going to build and what you're going to go after. So here's what we're going to teach you guys. We're going to teach you over the next several episodes how to wholesale, how to flip houses, how to acquire rentals using the BRRRR method, how to create long-term wealth with short-term vacation rentals or short-term rentals leveraging technology, and just have fun while you're freaking doing this. So this is a passion of mine. This is a passion that I am really, really excited about, and I really want to help you understand that this is not an easy business. This is not something that you're going to just make a shit ton of cash quick. Now, you can do that, but you're going to have a lot of hurdles in front of you. So let's start talking about this. You know, a lot of people see your glory, but they don't see your story. A lot of people see my glory. I'm buying houses cash. We've got stuff paid off. I'm buying a $60,000 2020 Jeep Rubicon Wrangler cash, just dropped it. And it was nothing to me. 17 years ago, I didn't even have $60,000 in my bank account. So here's the thing. First thing I want to talk to you guys about: common pitfalls of real estate investors. The number one thing that I see real estate investors failing is they miss target by setting objectives that are too low and they don't allow for enough motivation. Well, what does that mean? They are mistargeting by setting objectives that are too low. They don't really know what they're doing. They don't have the right guidance in place. They don't have the right mentors. They haven't hired somebody like me to hold them by their hand. So they're putting their objectives too low and they don't realize that they could do more. I see people that are just getting in the game that are only doing one home, maybe two homes a year. You know that it's easier to flip maybe 10 homes a year than it is to do one or two. You guys, if you are wanting to reach out to me, send me an email, brandon@reisociety.com, or go to my website, reisociety.com, and schedule a time to talk to me. I would be more than happy to coach you. You need more motivation. Like, we need to teach you how to do this the right way. All right. Another thing is, number two, they severely underestimate what it will take in terms of actions, resources, money, and energy to accomplish the target goal. Most people don't realize that this is a tough business. They don't realize that you do have to spend a little bit of money, marketing dollars. They don't understand that you have to go put your hands to something. They think you can just go copy a Facebook page and put it out to somebody else and forward it and you make a dollar. No, you don't do that. It's a whole lot different than that. We're going to teach you how to do this stuff in the next few episodes. Number three, another thing that people are doing that I see that they're failing in real estate because they're spending too much time competing and not enough time dominating their sector. Well, what does that mean? They're keeping up with the Joneses. They're looking at what other people are doing and it's making them insecure about what they're doing. You know what, guys? Slow and steady wins the race. I'm a prime example. I do think that it took me a lot longer than most people to create a multi-million dollar net worth, because I didn't have guidance. I didn't have mentors. I didn't have somebody like me teaching me. I didn't have flipping Bigger Pockets. I didn't have REI Society. There was no podcast. There was none of that when I started. At best, I might have had Robert Kiyosaki doing these high dollar masterminds, or they didn't even call them masterminds, but seminars, and he didn't show. So I didn't have that kind of close proximity to people who are teachers who have really done what they say they've done. Stop competing. Stop looking at others. Get the right mentors in place. And then learn how to slowly dominate your sector. Come out like a thief in the night. Nobody's expecting you. All of a sudden you're in, you're out. Boom. They're like, well, what the hell? Who the hell is this guy? I'm telling you, you can do it. Number four, I see a lot of people that are failing in real estate. They underestimate the amount of adversity that they will need to overcome in order to actually attain their desired goal. Look, guys, I've been sued multiple times, paid out money. I've had contractors steal from me. I've had bad business relationships. Investors get pissy. Shit happens. You know, bankers just kind of push me into bankruptcy. Like I said, that was another episode I believe I spoke on. Crap's going to happen. This is not an easy business. You're not going to have a smooth sailing ride through this business. It is what it is. You have just got to realize that this is something that you're going to want and you need to go after it. So let's go back to the beginning after I was talking about my story. Where are you wanting to go? What are the 10 things you wrote down? Put that like a carrot in front of the horse. Charge after that as fast as you can, as hard as you can, but under the right guidance. Maybe I can help you out with my one-on-one coaching. I only charge $31.25 a quarter. That's going to go up at the end of the year. I'm going to go charge a little bit more next year, but it's $31.25 a quarter. I give you weekly calls, a 30-minute weekly call through Zoom or telephone, and I can help hold your hand and help you think through this, maneuver you along the way. And if you're already in this business, we can reverse engineer your business so that you can improve and make more money. One of my clients that I was coaching, or that I'm still coaching, last year he was making $100,000. He was already flipping homes. He'd been in the business for 2 years. He flipped 20 homes and he made $100,000 a year. This year he's making $300,000. Some of that probably came from us strategizing and reverse engineering his business. So here's the thing. Think about that carrot in front of the horse. Let's go after it with all you got, and let's go conquer the game of real estate the right way. So look, if you guys are interested in conquering this thing the right way, I'm not going to give you the full goods in the next few episodes. I'm going to give you the theory and the basis. If you guys are interested in the full goods, right now, we've got three options. I'm doing a live mastermind through Zoom in August. That is $1,500 a person. It's going to be 12 sessions, and I'm going to put that together through 6 weeks. So we'll probably do 2 sessions a week on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings. Look, I'm going to bring you all the goods. I've got national lenders. I've got local lenders. I've got everything you need, no matter where you are across America. We are going to set this up. So watch my website. My live Zoom classes are coming in August for $1,500. We haven't put it on the website yet, but it is coming. Another way you can do it is I have pre-recorded classes. If you want the pre-recorded classes, it may be a little weird because it's through Zoom and it shows the gallery row of people you probably don't know, but I am selling those for $550 right now. You get access to a closed private Facebook group. And there are units based out on everything I talk about, and then you can ask questions and the group can answer. So what's the difference between the live and the pre-recorded? In the live, you get to ask me questions. You know, we do strategy sessions with you. You get a little one-on-one coaching with me. In the pre-recorded sessions, you don't get that access. You get access to all the units, all the videos, and all the stuff, and then you can ask the 30 or 40 people that are in there right now. Next, we have something that I'm really, really excited about launching, which is professional videography. That's a word, videography recording. We are packaging this up and we are going to put them out there into the world sometime in the fall. It's going to be through some kind of website where we're independent of Facebook, and we are going to just slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. Just throw in a bunch of content, more, more, more. It's going to be awesome. I don't have all the details yet, but I'm telling you what's coming. We are slowly building this thing up, and I'm so excited. I'm so proud of my videographer with professional quality, proud of my podcast team for continuing this thing with me. We're going after this thing with all we got, and I really want you guys to be fully aware of what's coming along. So in the next few episodes, we're going to go over wholesaling, flipping, long-term rentals, and short-term rentals, and just the basics, not a lot of the tactics and techniques, but more of the theory. If you want the tactics and techniques, now you know how to get access to those. just reach out, brandon@reisociety.com. That is my own email. I don't have anybody checking that for me. You can message me on Instagram @BrandonGThompson. You can see a little bit of look throughout my days. And, you know, let's just take it one step at a time. Two steps forward, one step back. Two steps forward, one step back. You eventually get there. And I can't wait to see you guys cross that mountain. And I'm hoping that I can be a little bit of a light for you so that we can get you across that mountain and down the other side. Thank you.